One of the biggest tech moves I made in my business during 2023 was actually leaving a platform that held all my courses, all my sales pages. It was where I sent my newsletters from, and that was Kajabi. So today we're going to walk through some of the biggest changes from using Kajabi and now using my tool of choice, ThriveCart. So stick around, because today we're going to walk through some of the biggest changes I've experienced from using Kajabi and now using ThriveCart. Like I said, the good, the bad, and everything in between. If you're curious, if you've been thinking about moving from ThriveCart over to Kajabi or Kajabi over to ThriveCart, I'll talk to you soon. My name is Anne Samoylov, and I've been supporting and strategizing online course launches for clients, myself, and students for over a decade. And I want to help you get your big idea out to the world too. Whether you're a coach, an artist, a consultant, or you just have a course you want to get in front of more of the right people, well, I welcome you, friend, to the Fearless Launching Show. Let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome back. And this week, we're going to keep the tech theme going from last week when we talked about Descript and why I loved it so much. We're not doing a screen share this week, but I did want to dig into this a little bit because I think I had at least one pretty substantial back and forth discussion with someone about what products, what things that they should use to build their online business. Now, for them, let me just put this in perspective. They were more of a beginner. They weren't very tech savvy. They wanted something easy. And so it was easy for me to talk through this. They had questions about Kajabi. They actually didn't have any questions about ThriveCart because it wasn't on their radar yet. But I just decided, you know what? I'm going to put some of what I talked about with this person and then also some additional information about ThriveCart and ThriveCart Learn, which is like the course portal aspect of ThriveCart, which, by the way, you might not know this, but you get that when you buy ThriveCart for the $4.95 or whatever it is, that one-time payment, ThriveCart Learn is in your portal. You might not know that. You might think you have to get it separately, but you do not, which is amazing. Okay, so let's start off with Kajabi because that's where I started. I joined the program, or not the program, the platform. I joined the platform several years ago, before 2020 at least, maybe 2018 I was there, because I saw how easy the platform looked. I liked my experience as a customer inside courses that were hosted on Kajabi. I'll tell you, Business by Design, James Wedmore, I was in Webinars That Convert and List Building Society or something like that for years. Amy Porterfield's back end of things as well for her courses. And I think there were definitely multiple businesses that I ended up purchasing their courses from, and they were in Kajabi. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So the ease of the platform just overall sold me right away. From the start of becoming a customer, I was really conflicted. And actually, even before I decided to sign up for the platform and start using it, I struggled for a while thinking, how am I going to get all of my blog stuff on there? I have 10 years of blogs. How am I going to get it on there? There didn't seem to be an answer. There seemed to be, I could hire a person to do it, but there didn't seem to be a really easy answer. And I should have used that as my initial red flag. 90% of the stuff that you've created, you can't even bring into this easy to use platform. That right there should have been my walk away, that moment of walking away, but I didn't. And by the way, my experience in Kajabi was actually very positive. And you'll find out why I actually ended up leaving the platform. It is so simple. It's not even funny. But I was so conflicted because once I even joined Kajabi, I was just like, I'm never going to get these two to talk to each other. I am never going to be able to put my WordPress content. I'm never going to be able to use that blog. My podcast is already on something else. It just seemed like a lot of additional work to put my, it's like when you put a square peg in a round hole, like you're like trying to make it work. And from what I can see, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the only way to move any kind of text or copy or videos or anything, A, copy and paste the text, and you're recreating everything, and then upload your videos. That to me is ridiculous, because that, but granted, is it ridiculous? Because if Kajabi is meant for beginning business owners to put everything under one roof, then it makes sense. And I talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. But yeah, if you've got nothing, you're just setting things up. Perfect. I'm all in. I'm building it in Kajabi. Though, oh my gosh, what a nightmare if you decide not to, but you don't want to lose all your content. Anyways, over the years, not even just that aspect of it, of not using the blog, of not using the podcast stuff, I realized that I was essentially paying too much every single month for a platform, paying too much and just paying every single month for a platform I was using only a small percentage of in terms of features. And during times when I was doing more consulting, I felt like I would just look over there and be like, I'm not even running these classes right now. I don't even have a funnel up for that. And it would just irk me a little bit. I definitely come from a background of being frugal with your money, and not like you're like you don't have money, but being frugal with it. It has value. And when you feel like you're just throwing it away, that sucks. So that subscription fee isn't nothing. And also, I think I could have stuck with it if I had used it from the beginning of my stuff. If I had invested in someone to move everything over, I would have just stuck it out. Yeah, because then I would have been trapped. Because imagine, if you think it's hard to get things onto Kajabi, just imagine how hard it is to get things up. Yeah, my friends, that was not fun. Anyways, it just took a while. So I wanted to just let you know the features that I did use on a consistent basis from Kajabi and I thought were great were the online course portal. Never had a problem with the portal. Never. And related to that, the checkout pages, which then they immediately provide access. I had no problems with the payment processing, with the course portal. I didn't even really experience any problems with the email marketing aspect of it because I sent newsletters mostly. I didn't have too many automated emails coming from Kajabi just because I was split over multiple platforms and it literally made me crazy. But newsletters came out of Kajabi. Landing pages were pretty easy to make. I did use those, but I also had lead pages and there were some really key functionality in lead pages that just made it easier, an easier platform for me to use at the time. Spoiler alert, I'm not even on lead pages anymore. I cut that cord because I was like, yeah, I've been there since the beginning. But then I was like, but why? So I was just like shutting doors right and left. And the only website functionality that I actually used was technically it was a landing page. I created my home page only on Kajabi. And I tried to make it look as close as possible to my actual WordPress website because I never got rid of that. I never got rid of my blog. I never got rid of some of those pages that were over there. Some of them I unpublished and recreated them in Kajabi. So there was a little bit more of a not just the home pages on Kajabi feel. But so I did use a good number of the features, but in reality, I didn't use nearly as many as that I should have or I could have if I had bought into the whole Kajabi lifestyle. Features I never used, like I said, were the blog, podcast, there's webinars, live webinars, things like that. And I don't think I fully had any of my sales pages in there. I did use like this pre-cart page, but that wasn't a full long sales page. I did not use that in there. Many of the product types that they offered, I just didn't get to. I know that they have more in there now, different types of products and different types of setups, but I just didn't play around with those that much. And also, like I said, I didn't use the automated email sequences a ton because I had them previously set up an active campaign. I never went all in with my whole business on Kajabi. So some of the things that I wanted to say, though, in favor of Kajabi is that, one, if you are just starting your business and your website, you don't want to deal with all the tech. You want it to be easy for even someone, if you hire a VA, so you don't have to explain every single thing. Kajabi can be really amazing. It's very easy to use. It's very setup friendly. And now they have some additional starter packages that help you grow with them, where if you have one course and you have one, if you have a very small list, they have really tried to bring that price down. I still think it's too much for a super beginner because I feel like there are other options now that have the same kind of functionality without all the fuss. Then you get to make your whole website here on Kajabi. I think that is actually amazing. Again, this is all because I started on WordPress. I'm still on WordPress. I went back full force on WordPress. I'll talk to you about that when I'm talking about ThriveCart. You're okay with just courses and payment processing happening on this platform, though? If you don't want to put everything, then great. Support was fine. And perhaps I'll go back to Kajabi at some point, but I doubt it because I have a problem being held hostage by platforms. That was another kind of thing that kind of just stuck in my mind. I'm like, man, if I ever leave Kajabi, it's going to take me 3 months. And it pretty much did. I think I started getting everything out, I want to say in March. I had other projects that I was working on, so it took me like a little bit to go back and forth and back and forth and get everything out. But it was a pain in the booty. But support was great. Their support, their general chat support is totally fine. And there's a great group on Facebook that has lots of people who know the platform. You get your questions answered really quickly. They're always adding new features. And I hear this because I have a friend who is, I have a friend who's a lifer when it comes to Kajabi. And so she's always telling me about new features they're adding for memberships. They just added cohorts. They do have coaching related features, which I'm not like a coach in the traditional sense. So they do have some really interesting features that they're always building onto and they're improving. But since I'm not an affiliate, I just want to recommend you reach out to someone who can give you the lowdown and you can tell them what your business is or what you want it to be. She is a good friend of mine, past Fearless Launcher, past so many things. She's awesome. Her name is Joanne Krall. I'll put her in the show notes just below here and let you know about her, but she knows everything about what they're adding and improving, and you can just let her know what you're looking for, and she'll let you know. She's not someone who's a salesperson in any way, shape, or form, but she's the person I listen to when new features come up, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So she's the one who initially actually encouraged me just to try Kajabi out, and to be fair, I was with Kajabi for 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Like 6 years. That's not nothing. So obviously I was happy enough with it to remain with it that long. That's totally cool. So definitely recommend checking it out. They have a great trial that I think you will love. I think you might have been able to get a 30-day one through Joanne's, because I remember when I was an affiliate, because if you want to be an affiliate, you have to be in a current customer, which I am not. But I remember being able to give people 30-day trials, which is huge, because like when you're joining a platform, it's going to take you 30 days just to get up and running. You don't want to be paying for stuff as you're just migrating. I want that. I want a free migration period. And then when you turn things on, then you start paying. See, I got all these ideas for Kajabi. Okay. Let's move on to ThriveCart. And I'm also just including ThriveCart Learn in this. ThriveCart, I just was aware of because so many people I knew and business owners and people that I followed and that I checked out, they have a checkout system. They have checkout pages and all that kind of stuff. And then I heard that they released a course portal, which I guess it's a newer feature, but at this point, it's been maybe 4 years since it's been out, I think, at least that much. And you may have not even heard about it. as much as you've heard about Teachable, Thinkific, Kajabi, Podia, Simplero, like you might have heard of other ones first. But honestly, both parts of the system, the checkouts, pages, the affiliate system, the course portal, all of that has been really great to use. And like I said, I think I don't know if I said this already, but the course portal comes inside, right? When you buy ThriveCart, it comes with it. Now, there are some reasons to upgrade. I think it's the Plus or Pro or something like that. And it is another cost. However, I actually needed it, or it was going to be nearly impossible for me to just take forever. I was like, pay $395 for this Plus add-on or spend $1,000 on a VA. For me, money and spending money, I don't want any leaks. I'm always looking for ways to do things as simple as possible. Not that I'm against hiring people. It's just I like to make sure that what I'm doing is the most thrifty. So the biggest reason I moved last summer is I was honestly still thinking through what I wanted to offer when I finished the projects that I was on. And I didn't want my courses just sitting somewhere in Kajabi. And now it wasn't, I think I was paying, I don't know what I was paying, but I didn't want to pay like $199 a month for them to just sit there. And I also wanted to make sure that my current existing customers still had their lifetime access that I had promised them. This is why it was so important for me to just move everything to a system that I knew they would be able to access. I wouldn't be charged every month that I didn't figure out what I wanted to offer. It was my laziness. It was my like indecision that got me there, because I was like, no, I want the courses to be available. Those are likely going to be the courses that are going to be available. And I don't want to be held hostage, because I like going off doing films, doing TV shows, doing, you know, visual effects producing for those things. And that is going to happen again. And not to say I'm going to do what I did this last time, just because it was a whirlwind and I literally just blinked and a year had passed, which is nuts. But there were just so many personal reasons that I wanted everything on ThriveCart Learn. And by the way, I needed proof that it was going to be okay. And I knew one woman who had moved her course that she was no longer going to, I guess she wasn't going to sell publicly anymore. That course was inside ThriveCart Learn. And I thought, oh, okay. I thought, yeah, this is going to work. If it worked for me, I know that I can make it work. So that other piece to it is that lifetime access, that one-time payment. When you're first starting out, you're just like paying so many different fees out to all these little things that people tell you you need. And I like the fact that I had just one payment and I got Learn right away. Like I said, I upgraded to Plus. And the reason I did that was so that I could bulk import my members. With the basic level Learn, you do not have that capability. I think there are other things available as well. I'll look into that. But you may not need that at first. So I would just get the first part first. But look and see what that offer is so that you can be really clear that you don't need it. But I was like, you know what? One time, not two times, not three times, just one time payment. So I was fine to do that. And if you want to check ThriveCart out, you can at ansamolov.com/ThriveCart. They are our unofficial sponsor this week. I've been using it consistently since July of 2023, and it has given me no problems. One thing I want to alert you to, and actually we can talk about this after, but with who I think this is right for, but let me go into first the features that I personally use. I use the checkout. I use the order bump that's in the checkout, which allows you to put something right on the order form page that says, hey, bundle it with this. And then I just added my first upsell to something, which I'm working to add that to multiple different things. But I'm really just trying to focus on one funnel at a time. The funnels themselves, that's where upsells are located. And those are great. So I'm working on those right now. And then there's another feature inside of the checkout that allows you to add a countdown to the top of the page. Now, here's the great thing about that. It's not just the countdown. You get to choose between evergreen and a timed deadline, which is very similar, my friends, to Deadline Funnel, which I love Deadline Funnel, but it's another payment a month. And all I can say about that is that if you choose evergreen deadline, you get to do the same thing that you got to do if you have Deadline Funnel, where at the end of the countdown, what happens? Does the countdown just disappear? Does the person get redirected? Is there a message that pops up on screen? So you do get to define some of those things that happen at the end of that deadline. The evergreen deadline comes in handy if you're going to do evergreen webinars. And even if you're not going to use, let's say, an easy webinar or ever webinar or e-webinars, whatever you want to use, this allows you to have that feeling of a deadline, especially if you've got email funnels. So even if you send someone to a just-in-time or available right now webinar, that email that can go out after that then can point people to that offer, but it'll be their countdown, no one else's. And then, of course, the timed or scheduled deadline is for a live launch, which is great. I'm not going to comment on how that works, if it works well for conversions at this time, but at least the functionality is there. And I honestly am very happy about that, because I didn't want to invest in another tool. I was going to, and then by mistake, I discovered it. Like the things in Descript in last week's episode, some things I just discovered by accident. And I can't say that I'm not using any of the elements, because I'm even connecting it with ActiveCampaign. I'm trying to think what else. There may be some things that I haven't used just yet. Like I don't have a fully tricked out affiliate program, but I plan to. I have no doubt I will be able to use most of the features and functions that ThriveCart does. Now, does it give me a website? Now, does it give me email marketing capability right there? No. But it gives me plenty of things that I don't feel like I'm losing out. So here are some reasons and some things that I wanted to just gush on a little bit when it comes to ThriveCart. It integrates with all my other tools. Using the funnels, I'm realizing, allows me to avoid using Zapier for every single thing. I don't have to add someone to an ActiveCampaign automation that then sells something else. I could just sell it in that upsell. And then perhaps I can find another way to bring that offer back to their attention in the future. There's quite a bit of functionality in the software. And honestly, knowing that I can discover those things without being charged every 5 seconds or every month really gives me the space to try it out and use it and see what I like. The other thing is that it really is great for beginners too. Once you figure out inside Learn, for instance, that you need to have your videos and content hosted elsewhere, whether it's Dropbox, whether it's Vimeo, whether it's a combination of those. I don't think you can have your videos on Dropbox, but if you can, my life just got simpler. So I'll dig into that. I don't know if you can have your videos on Dropbox, but I use the process of getting those videos I could bulk upload them because of my account to Vimeo. And then I was able to just go through them and just say, oh, okay, so I don't want this video anymore in here. Or it allowed me to then download things and put them into Descript and edit them really easily. So I loved that. But it can be a great beginner's tool as well. And perhaps I'll have to put a video on how to set up your course exactly inside ThriveCart in the courses that last program. Maybe. We'll see about that. The favorite thing I've started using ThriveCart for. Thank you, Damaju. I don't even know how to say your name. I'm so sorry if it's Jue, possibly at the end. but is using it for my thank you page offers and tripwires. Someone signs up for my launch workbook and they get redirected to a landing page now, not to my checkout. But this page also has the checkout at the bottom. It just is built out so that there are actually normal sections to it at the top. So it keeps everything for that tripwire, for that offer in one place without needing to have more than one click. So for instance, if you want to check that out, you can actually go to ansamoylove.com/launch-workbook, sign up for the workbook. It's a good workbook no matter what, no matter if you've been launching forever, for a long time, or you haven't. Like it's, I find that it's always helpful to get vision and planning and strategic help when I'm figuring out my launches. That's exactly what that workbook is. It's your first 10 steps you want to think through your launch before you actually get moving. And finally, the only real thing I'm lacking in ThriveCart, which I really don't feel like I need in ThriveCart, is the email piece. It integrates with ActiveCampaign, which is where all of my marketing and customer automation sequences live. Side note, I moved my newsletter to Flowdesk. And I don't know, I think it was, again, me thinking through costs and stuff like that and wanting to, anyways, I wanted to try out Flowdesk. And I've been happy with it so far just for newsletters. That's what it is. It replaced my newsletter function. I'm not using it for anything else. I know a lot of people use the higher packages, but I don't need to do that, especially if I've got ThriveCart. Back and forth. If I were a beginner, I probably would try out Kajabi just because you upload stuff. It's very simple to use. There's a lot of support. If you're a beginner who also knows in the long term, they're not sure if they're going to want to pay for courses to be housed somewhere every single month. If you already have a website, I want you to check out ThriveCart. I think they also, I just don't think that they have a trial, but it's absolutely worth it. So far for me, it's been absolutely worth it. And if you want to check that out, the link is ansamoylove.com/ThriveCart. Of course, before you do that, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer those questions. I think both ThriveCart Learn and Kajabi just offer different things and are solid forms. And I think that they can be valuable and useful and work well depending on where you are in your business and your temperament. If you don't like feeling trapped like I don't, then you might want to be in ThriveCart. But if you're like, I like Kajabi because I know it's a solid system, I like how the courses look. But if you want that back and forth, how the insides look, the guts look, let's get on Zoom. Let's chat about it so that I can show you some of that stuff firsthand. All right, that is it for this week's episode. I hope you got a lot out of my chat and kind of work comparison of Kajabi and ThriveCart, and I'll talk to you soon. We will be back with another episode next week.